Okay, boys. So today's daf is daf mem. We're holding at the very top of mem amud aleph, where the gemara begins. Teda says, "Rav, I'm going to bring you a raya. A raya to what? Oh, so we had a machlokes yesterday between Rav and Shmuel. Not going through the entire sugya. Just let's basically remember the essentials. Back on lamed ches amud beis when we started the new perek, the mishnah shvus hadayonim. The mishnah began hataina shtei kesef v'haidah shava pruta." Poshib Shat is that the Toei, the Toveya, the plaintiff, says, you owe me two kesef, Voido, and the Nitva, that's the defendant, says, I don't owe you two kesef, I only owe you a Shava Pruta. What's the din? Shteitach in the Torah, that anytime you have a Moidim Amiktsas, it says, Ad Shiyoim Akihuzeh, then the Nitva, the defendant, has to go and make a Shvoi. Of course, he has to pay that amount that he's Moda. The part that he's not moida, he has to go make a shvur that he doesn't owe that money to the tzeveya. Now, we had a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, exactly how to learn those words. According to Shmuel, exactly the way we learned it, that the taina was shtei kesef, and the hoida was shava pruta. However, the way Rav learned pshat in the Mishnah, he says that this is all referring to the nitba, to the defendant. Because as far as the tzeveya is concerned, the minimum taina that there has to be is shtei kesef plus a shava pruta. And then, when he asked for the shtei kesef plus the shava pruta, and you remember, with the help of Mr. Friedlander, we determined yesterday that that is 65 prutas altogether. So now the...
64
altogether.
64 plus 1.
I actually think it's a little different.
Okay, so let's do the cheshbon again. Let's start backwards. Okay, if you want to lead the show, by all means, go ahead. Not you. You want to show that we're wrong. Go ahead. We have eight prutas. Eight prutas in what? In an iser. Yep. So now in a punjoin, punjoin has two iserim. So two times eight. How many do we have now?
16.
In a punjoin. How many punjoinim are there in a ma'a?
Is
two. Good. So how much is 2 times 16? 32. Now we have within the Mo'ah itself. Mo'ah has in it, there are 6 Mo'ah to a dinner. So now we're not talking about all 6 Mo'ah, we're only talking about 2 of the Mo'ah. Since we were up to 32, so 2 times 32 gets us to 64.
That's what threw me.
Okay, no problem.
64. It's not Dovev, it's only
4.
Exactly, it's only 2 out of the 6. Good.
64 prutas.
64 prutas altogether. However, the way Rav learns is that the minimum tevia has to be 64 plus 1 shava pruta. 64 plus 1 is 65. An easy way to remember is because we're learning Tirdus Hashem, and Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud is 65, the Shem Atmos. So everything that we're learning is imbued with the spirit of a Kodesh Baruch. Anyway, so that's the minimum taina according to Rav, 65. And against that 65, the person has to be moide a minimum of shava pruta, and he has to go and be toein, I deny, shtei kesef 64 out of that 65. Okay, so that's how Rav learned, and Shmuel learns, no, the taina can be shtei kesef, and the hoidah could be either shava pruta, or the kfira could be a shava pruta. So the major difference between the two, between Rav and Shmuel, is number one, what's the amount of the original tviya, the original amount that's being demanded, where according to Shmuel, it's like our Mishnah says, 2 kesef, the 64 prutas, according to Shmuel, either the hoidah or the kfir can be a shavah pruta, makes no difference. According to Rav, it has to be a minimum demand of 65 prutas, and against that, the minimum kfira has to be shtei kesef, which is the 64, and the hoidah can be a shava pruta. And the Mor brought rayas back and forth yesterday. We're just going to touch on the first raya on the second wide line of Lamed Tes Amid Beis. Second wide line, Tanan. This is on Tanan, shtei in the Mishnah. Shtei kesef yesh le biyadcha. Ein lecha biyadi ela pruta is potter. The person is making a demand for 2 kesef. That's our 64 prutas. And the other person says, I owe you only 1 pruta. The other 63 belongs to me. Ein lecha biyadi ela pruta pot. I only owe you 1 pruta. Zefrei Timara. What's the reason why? According to Shmuel, this is the classic example that the minimum was shtei kesef. The other person is moedib apruta. It should be chayiv. Says you want to lot my timer. What's the reason why it says in the Mishnah that it's potter? Says Rav to Shmuel, la mishum de chaser lo taina. The reason is because the minimum taina has to be the 65, and the minimum taina over here was only 64. It's only shtei kesef. That being the case, that's why he's potter. So tomorrow chufted to Shmuel, chayiv a starke kasha on Shmuel and a starke raya too, Rav. The problem is not in the amounts. The problem is the fact that it has to be mimin hataina. As we already explained yesterday, what means mimin hataina? If a person is demanding payment of chitim, and the other person says, I owe you sa'oirim, then he's potter. Potter. No din of moedim mixer. It's only if he demands chitim. The other one says, not so many chitim, only smaller amount of chitim. Then it's the same minatayim. Ah, so Zoktiyat Shmuel. The problem over here was that he was asking for kesef. Kesef, of course, is silver. So don't think that we're talking about the shavius, the value of the silver. We're talking about real, he wanted silver nuggets or silver bars. And he was might have been copper. Therefore, wasn't me minatan. And that's what Shmuel says. Me shavius, you're thinking shtei kesef means the money value of shtei kesef. You're only thinking money, money, money. Forget about money sometimes. Me shavius shavik tani, davki katani. He said, I want kesef. And the other one says, I only owe you nechoishes. So that's how Shmuel learned Pshat in the Mishnah. He's not only learning Pshat in this particular case, but the Gemara went through a number of other cases, and we're going to go through some more cases. Shmuel holds throughout the Mishnah, Davka, 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 and not Shovim. Zok Timur, Hachanam Mestavrim. Skipping now a bunch of lines, we're going to five lines from the bottom. Hachanam Mestavrim says, Shmuel, I'll bring your raya to me that we're not talking about Shava, we're talking about Dafka. How do I know? Miniktoni Seifa, four lines from the bottom behind. Miniktoni Seifa, it says at the Seifa of our Mishnah, Litra Zov Yeshli Biyodcha. You owe me a litter of Zov, Rashi says, it means a Mishkol. The weight of a litter of Zav, you owe me. And he answered him, Inlecha b'yadi el litra kesef. I only owe you the weight of a litter of kesef. Saying the Mishnah that he's potter. Says now, Shmuel to Rav. Let me ask you, if you're going to learn like I am learning, that he's asking him for a litter of, we would say, let's say, a pound of gold. And the other person says, no, I only owe you a pound of silver. Zokti Gemara, Bishim Hachi Potter. I understand perfectly why he's Potter. Because he is demanding Dafka gold, and he says, I only owe you silver. So it's not me min hatana. That's why he's Potter. Eliam Rishov, if you're going to go and tell me, like you are learning Rav, that we're talking about value over here, and this is the value of gold, and this is the value of kesef. So I'm my Potter. Why is he Potter? Litra tuvahava. Within a litter of Zav, you have numerous litrim of kesef. The litter of Zav is obviously much more than 65 prutois. The litter of kesef is much more than a shava pruta. So this would be a classic case of a moedib miktas. He's asking him for a large amount of gold, twice worth, let's say, $100. And he says, no, I only owe you $10. So that's moedib miktas. So why is he potter? Elamai zaraya. Since I see clearly that the reason over here why it's potter must be because Dafka, we're talking about real gold. We're not talking about gold coins. We're talking about real gold. And he's talking about real silver. It's Reisha Nami Dafka. So the Reisha is also talking about Dafka. That we're talking about not values, but we're talking about the actual thing itself. Says Shmuel, that's a right to me. Then when we started off, Shtei Kesef Yesh L'Biyodcha, Ein L'Cha B'Yodi, El Pruta Potter, you know why we're Potter? The reason Potter is because he wanted silver, he wanted to go and give him copper, it's not me minatana, and that's why he's Potter. So tomorrow, let me see, have the Tuf to the Rav, L'Choyra, et gut gefreit, L'Choyra is a gut teray, against Rav, and therefore the whole Mishnah is talking Davka, and we're not talking about values. No, I respectfully disagree. Kulamasi Sishav, everything the Mishnah is talking about, value. Aye, what about Litrazov? Litrazov shiny. Litrazov is a special case on its own. After all, notice that in all the other cases we said, let's say Shtei Kesef and Pruta, we didn't talk about a litra. A litra means a weight. Oh, so here is taka worth its weight in gold, literally, because that's what he's talking about. Gold, a bag of gold, a box of gold. How much is that? Well, a bar of gold, ingot of gold, nuggets of gold. Think of any other synonymous terms. And you have to weigh that. It's worth the weight of a liter of zav, and this is a liter of kesef. Showing, this is the only case, but all the other cases are talking b'shava. Teda, says Rav, I'll show you, this is not a doichi pshat, this is the real McCoy. How do I know? Tikotani seifa, sheivait in the seifa. Anybody mind if I open up the window?
No.
You
put out.
Do you want to put on the air conditioning, maybe?
That's up to you. Zok Timora, Teda, Tikotani seifa, which date in the seifa? Dinners of li biyadcha. This is again the Tevea, the plaintiff speaking, you owe me a dinner zav. Ein lecha biyadi ala dinner kesef. Or treses, or a punjain, or a pruta. Rashi says, oi, oi, ktani, that these are all ors, not ants. So he says, I don't owe you a dinner. Zav, I only owe you kesef, treses, punjain, pruta. Is chayv. Why, says the Mishnah, shahakoil min matbeya achasein, that they're all one part of matbeyas. In other words, it's all money. He's asking for a gold coin, and he's offering to go and give him a silver coin or a copper coin, but it's all coins, it's all money.
One kind.
All one kind. Zok Timara says now Rav Tishmol. Iyam is bishlemet shava. If you're going to learn like I am learning, that what we're talking about values over here, shem hachi chayiv, then it makes a lot of sense. He's demanding dinners of which is worth twice $100. The other person says he only owe you $10 or $5 or $2 or 50 cents. That's why he's chayiv because he is moidim amixas. Eliyam is davka, but if you're going to learn like Yushmol, davka, 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 and therefore he's asking for a dinners of, meaning he really wants gold, so my chayiv. So why is he chayiv? Because he wants gold. The other person is saying, I don't owe you gold, but I owe you silver or copper. And then he should be potter. Exactly. It should be like a chita musa oirim, and therefore he should be potter. It's not me, minha taina. Omer Reb Lazar, b'shetoanoi b'dinner matbeis. The kamash malon, the prutu b'chlal matbeya isa. What does he want me to say? Reb Lazar is for entering the Mishnah aliba de Shmuel. And he's saying all the other cases that we're talking about is taka dafka, dafka, dafka. Here too it's dafka, but with a little bit of a twist, if you will. What's the little bit of a twist? Because although what he says, I want a dinner of zav, and he means dafka gold, however, it's a dinner of zav. And dinner by definition, says Rashi, means it's a minted coin. It's not just gold ingots or gold nuggets, but it's gold coins. And the other person responded, I don't owe you gold coins, but I owe you silver coins or copper coins. And said our Mishnah on the third line, Shakol min matpeya achasei. Since we're talking about coins and coins, therefore it is min min hataina. Even if you hold dafka, that he said, I want the gold coins. And the other person said, I don't owe you gold coins, I owe you silver coins. But coins, coins, the gzeira shavla, so to speak, it's all coins, so that is considered to be a little bit of an extension of the inyan of minai. Minai, we always thought, means it has to be exactly the same. He's asking for gold, he's offering gold. He's asking for chitim, I owe you chitim. Here he's talking about gold coins and silver coins. Yeah, but coins are all in the same mishpacha, so to speak. And that's talking about the Mishnah, min mat be'achaseh. The Kamash one in the Mishnah is telling us not only gold and not only silver, but even prutois bechlal matbeya isa. That's also considered a matbeya, a coin for our purposes, and therefore, even though it's davka, it's still considered to be memin hataina, and that's why he is chay. The economic tectonic, like we just said, shakol min matbeya achas. Why did the Mishnah have to even add these words min matbeya achas? Because, like me says Shmuel, that the whole Mishnah is talking about davka. See here too. Davka, gold coins, davka, silver coins, but it makes no difference. Coins and coins and coins are all the same. The Rav, Shakoil, din matbeya achas, says Rav, this is nishver. What the Mishnah is coming to tell you is that they all have the din of matbeya achas. When I learned this originally, I thought maybe Rav is trying to change the lashon of the Mishnah. Not shakoil, min matbeya achas, but called din matbeya achas. But Rashi doesn't seem to learn like that, so obviously I withdraw my pshat. How does Rashi learn pshat? Rashi learns pshat that when he says din matbeya achas, that this is enough for purposes of establishing the minimum of a moed b'mitzvah. Why? Because as long as the minimum coin that he's responding to is the pruta, I only need a shava pruta. I don't need more than that shava pruta. So therefore, Rav continues to hold that everything in the Mish is shava, not dafka, and therefore we're talking about values over here. $100 I'm asking for, yeah, in gold, but I'm asking for you $100. He really means the dinner of the money. He's not interested in gold or silver. I want the money. And the response is, I don't owe you 100, I only owe you 10 or 5 or even just a pruta, a quarter, whatever the value of the pruta is. That's also considered to be a din mapeyachas. You don't need more than that, says Rav, for purposes of a moidim amiktsis. You gave the minimum, or at least you're being moidan a minimum, and the minimum being a shava pruta.
Not sure. A shava pruta, it's a pruta.
How much is a pruta worth?
Oh, shava pruta.
Exactly.
As I said, we're shifting from shava pruta lashon to pruta mamish.
100%. Yeah.
So there's no more tiyufta?
So the tiyufta on Shmuel has been resolved. I'm sure you're happy and I'm happy too.
For him.
Of course. And for Kanz Klal Yisrael. We don't want Shmuel to be in trouble. Zoktim of Rebbe Lazar. We see that who came to the rescue of Shmuel? It was Reb Elazar, right? Reb Elazar said, I'm sorry?
Reb Elazar from Dust.
Okay, it's really not necessary for purposes of the Gemara, but fine, yes, Reb Elazar from Dust. And he was the one that entered the Kasha on Shmuel. It could not have been Reb Elazar ben Shmuel, who was, of course, a Tana, and Rav and Shmuel are both Amirayim. So Reb Elazar, who was a Talmud of Reb Yochanan, he came to enter the Kasha. So Zukti Gemara, if Reb Elazar has come to the rescue of Shmuel, Leim Medeseifa Kishmuel Metaritz, he just answered this dinner Zov Libi Yodcha, which is towards the end of the Mishnah. So Reishanami Kishmuel Svile presumably holds like Shmuel as well, that the rest of the Mishnah is all Dafka, 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 and not Shove, Shove, Shove. So tomorrow, Loi, Seifa Dafka, Diktoni Shehakoyim Min Matbeya Achas. This particular case, says Reb Elazar, I was forced to understand and to explain the Mishnah that way, because these words, Shakol Min Matbei Achas, would seem to be superfluous. Doesn't everybody understand that these are Matbeis, this is a dinner, and this is a Trisus, and this is a Punja, and Peruta, these are all Matbeis. So why does the Mishnah even mention Shehakol Min Matbei Achas? Muzach Zayin, like Shmuel, that Shmuel is saying, that even though I learned the whole Mishnah, Dafka, 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 but it doesn't have to be chitim and chitim to be dafka. Coins and coins can also be dafka, even if these are gold coins and these are silver coins. That's why I learned pshat like Shmuel. But the reisha, the rest of the Mishnah, k'rav like Shmuel. No raya that Reb Elazar is necessarily in Shmuel's camp. It could very well be he learns like Rav that everything is b'shava, or it could be the rest of the Mishnah he learns dafka like Shmuel, nish karai.
So the parallel in tvua would be someone claimed tvua.
Mm-hmm.
And which is like coinage. Mm-hmm. It's more of a general term.
Or
bushels, he asked for bushels.
Bushels, right, exactly.
Okay, good.
A term of tua, exactly.
Or perhaps it could also be that there are different qualities in wheat. Some wheat is twice triple A and some is triple B or triple Z or something like that. And he's asking for wheat of triple A quality. And the other one says, I have wheat of triple Z quality. Would they not normally necessarily be considered miminatana? For those that only insist on getting the finest, twice triple A, semolina, exactly, whatever the chushuva names are.
Solus,
yeah. And the other one wants to go and give him kemah. Maybe I would have thought that these are not the same min. So that's what the Mishnah would add the word chakol min chitamein. So the Mishnah is coming to tell you, even though normally when you go to the market, you're buying either solus, you're buying kemah. However, since both of them have the same general term wheat, so then it's still considered to be Meminatayim. Something similar, not exactly an all-four, but something similar to what we're learning. Okay, Toshima, so let's now bring yet another raya, and the raya that we're bringing now is from a Braisa, where the Braisa starts off Dinner Zov, but then adds Dinner Zov, Zohuv li biyadcha. I have a Dinner Zov, Zohuv. Now, what does that mean, Dinner Zov, Zohuv? Says Rashi, means that it was tavua. Tavua means that it was minted or it was coined. Meaning that in the good old days, it could very well be that there was also a market or people used to use in daily commerce even unminted gold coins. What they used to call in America, people tell me that this is slang, some people say it's a negative term, a slug. So anyway, so if you have, he has a golden slug, that would be a regular dinazov. Dinazov zahuv means you have on a picture of Trump or a picture of Washington or somebody else, and therefore, and it's minted in 2025 with the normal mintage, and God we trust, and all the rest.
But back then it went by weight, meaning the gold, whether it had some sort of inscription for minting or not, the value of the coin doesn't really change.
Yeah, but you have a guarantee.
Exactly. It's certified, that it came from a mint. It wasn't. Also, if it was
an alloy.
Yeah, if the sides, were scratched off, crossed off, that's why our coins still retain the ridges on a diamond above, because people used to carve off the silver and melt it down. So a minted coin has a reliability that that other coins might not have.
Right.
Zahuv, it's a current and valued and accepted everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Shkoya for the nice explanation. So getting back to the price, says dinner zahuv li biyadcha. And the person says, "In chabiyadi el dinner kesef." He is chayav. Now the Gemara is bothered by. Rav is bothered by. Why does the Brice insist on saying dinner zahav zahuv? Why not just simply say dinner zahav like we had in our Mishnah? It's time of the only zahav zahuv. That's the only reason why it says specifically that lashon, to tell you that we mean tak a minted coin. Hostama, where it doesn't use that term zahuv, like in our Mishnah, which just says dinner zahuv. Hostama, shavik amalei. Isn't that coming to tell you we're not insisting on minted coins, but really insisting on the weight, like you were saying before? And therefore, it could be a slug without any picture, without any date on it. And as long as the weight is the weight, then it's a dinner zahuv. And if that's the case, it's a chayra raya to Rav, that our Mishnah is all talking about b'shava, with the exception of the litra case, but all the other cases are b'shava, like Rav learned, and not like Shmuel that says dafka. Because l'choyer the dinner zov, that's a dafka lashon. I want dafka, a minted coin. I don't want just the value of a dinner zov. I want a minted coin. Is the chmashma then our Mishnah, since it doesn't use that magic term zov, it just means a regular dinner zov, and therefore we're just talking about the value and not necessarily the minted coin itself, not the dafka, but the shava. So it says, Rav, I have a right to my pshat. Then a Mishnah is talking about shava. Again, Shmuel, that says talking about dafka. Omer Ravashi, Ravashi says, Nishkefelech, and now Ravashi is coming to defend Shmuel. Ha'achinka Omer, pshat, the Mishnah is azeh. Kolam Omer, dinner zov. The Bryce says, like, whoever says the words dinner zov, ki Omer, dinner zahav zahav dummy. Although that's not what it sounds like in the Braisa, but Ravashi is forced to give, if you will, a shtickle doichik pshat, that any time a person says dinner zahav, you should assume and you should take it as if he said dinner zahav zahav. Ah, so in other words, according to Shmuel, now the Braisa is just expanding and expounding on the Mishnah, even though the Mishnah only used the term dinner zahav, says Shmuel, says Ravashi, says the Braisa, that the Kavona, the Braisa, to say, back in the Mishnah, we only use the term dinner zahav, but we really mean dinner zahav zahav, and therefore it's taka dafka, I want a golden coin back, and the other person says, I only owe you a silver coin. So you and I would say, oh, this is chitim and tzoyrim. That's what Reb Lozer said before, since they're all madbeyois, and they're considered to be in the same min, even though this is, as you said, tvua and tvua. He's talking about chitim, talking about tzoyrim, but tzvua is a generic category that covers all of them. Here too, the coinage is the bottom line denominator, that they're both exactly the same. They're all coin, and I want coin, even though it's not a gold coin, it's a silver coin. It's still considered to be min mabeach. Okay, so bottom line from our Mishnayos and from our Braisa, we were not able to convincingly go and show either Karav or Kishmur. But now Rav Chiya brings a Braisa, which is directly on point, which is very strong to Rav. Tani Rav Chiya, l'siyur l'Rav, sela li biyadcha, you owe me a sela. A sela is what is usually a shekel in Chazal. Shekel had in it before dinrim, which had in the six ma'ah. So sela is much more than the minimum that we need. Ein l'cha biyadi ela sela chaser beis kesef. The only thing that I owe you is in the chabiyadi elasela chaser beis kesef, meaning that the beis kesef is the amount of the kfira, and the rest of it I owe you. Beis kesef is the amount of the kfira. So if you remember back at our Mishnah, how did Rav learn pshat? Hatainish Tekesim, that the nitba, the defendant, says, I deny, I defy, I disagree on the shtei kesef, on the shtei ma, and I only agree on the haidah sheva pruta. That was different the way Shmuel learns, because Shmuel says that the person can go and respond either that the kfira was a haidah, I'm sorry, either the kfira was a sheva pruta, or the haidah was a sheva pruta. According to Rav, no, the kfira had to be a minimum of shtei kesef. And that's what this Bryce Taka says. He says, I owe you the ganze seller except for two kesef. Because the two ma is where we disagree. I deny that I owe you the two kesef. Also to Rav. That's just like our mission. That's what I hope. That the minimum denial, the minimum kfir has to be two kesef. And then you're chayv. What happens if he says, I owe you the entire seller? Chaser ma, just one ma, that's where we disagree. Then you're potter. Why? According to Shmuel, a ma is much more than a pruta. It's 64 times a pruta. No, one ma is only 32 times a pruta. Thank you, Barry. So it's 32 times a pruta. So, why does the Brisa say, Chosin ma ye potter? That's much more than a pruta, 32 prutas! Nevertheless, you potter, you know why you potter? Because according to Rav, the minimum kfira has to be 2 kesef, and here the minimum kfira was only 1 kesef, and that's why you potter. Mashenken, according to Shmuel, well, I mean, chaser, even a chaser pruta he'd chayv, because for purposes of either kfira or haida, one pruta. And here he's saying chaser mo'ez pater is a choyer, a very stark raya to Rav, and the more stays with that and doesn't attempt to the end for Shmuel. Shmuel presumably would say, yeah, that's that price. We don't hold like that price. I have another price, or whatever. With this, we have concluded this discussion, Rabbi Yisai, and now we go on to a related discussion, which you'll recall Ariel brought up a couple of days ago. And that is, our mishnah is focusing the whole time on a moedim and mixes, where then the loiva has to go and swear. But there are other cases where a loiva has to swear, and one is that, even if he's a koifer bakoil, if you have at least one egg that is being made against him. Exactly right. So Omer Nachma Yitzchak Omer Shmuel, lo yishanu elevatainis malve voidoas loive. Our whole mission that we're saying that there's a minimum amount, according to Shmuel, you have to start off with at least two ma'ah, the tainah, in other words, the demand has to be the two, and then the person has to answer at least a putah, and according to Rav, it has to be two ma'ah plus one, which is 65 altogether, and according to Shmuel, you only have to go and deny or be moida to one pruta. According to Rav, you have to deny at least the 64, the two ma'a. That's all when you're talking about tainis malva vaidos loiva moida mimitzas. Alva tainis malva vaidos eid echad afiloitano elebe pruta chayiv. Even if the whole geshäft is talking about that the minimum that he's being tayin, you owe me a pruta. No, I don't owe you a pruta. I don't owe you nothing, zero, anything, nickel, penny, I don't owe you nothing. Ah, so what happens? Now 1/8 comes on the scene and says, I saw the loan and I know that you didn't pay back, etc., etc. Based on 1/8, he doesn't have to pay the pruta, but he has to make a shvuah. Oh, so that's a major difference than our Mishnah where we had the different monetary amount.
It's not koi for bako.
This is a koi for bako, 100%.
1/8 against them.
They had 1/8.
So 1/8 against by koi for bako, yes.
Exactly right, exactly right. If you're koi for bako, nidereisa, and there are no eidim, no shvu.
You walk.
We're going to see a mitzvah on the Amid Beis, that we're going to see that midrabanan, they made a shvuas heses by koi for bako. But that's a later takana, we're not up to that point yet. So you have over here, don't say that. Not a filly tona le pruta. My time. What's the reason why? The chassid says in the pasuk, lo yakim eid echad be ish lechol avin lechol chatos. For any edus you need two edim. How does the pasuk continue on? Mechol cheda sheyecht al pishnei edim, al pishloisha edim yakim davi. You need at least two or three. Eid echad is not enough lechol avin lechol chatos. Tarish anyone lechol avin lechol chatos. Who the enikam? Avakamu lishvur. Although he doesn't have the power to go and convince the Bezdin halachically that this person did Naveira or he did this, that, and the other thing. But he does have some power. The power is that he can go and force the party to go and make a shwa. B'tanya. And we have a Braisa, which talks now generically about the jurisdiction of Batei Dinim and Machloikis in between two Balei Din. Kol Mokim Shishnayim, Chayiv and Oisim Momen. Eid Ochem Chayiv Oishvua. like we just said. The Yom Rav Nachman, if there would, in other words, if there would be two Mechayev Oisei Momen, one eight can go Mechayev Shmuel. The Yom Rav Nachman Shmuel to Anechita Musa Oyom. That's a nushtik. Okay, so bottom line is what the Gemara is telling us is like any other dinim. When you're thinking, what's the minimum in denomination for purposes of anything and everything? It's always a shovel pruta. So he's saying the gabi, the case of not a moed mitzvah, the case of eid echad who's mashbia. You only need that the machloikis between the malv and the loyver, between the plaintiff and defendant, is a shovel pruta. If he's maskim, it's great. If he's not maskim, and I don't have two eid, I only have one eid, you can be mashbia shvur just based on a shovel pruta. And now we have a new din, which we've been talking about kind of in between. Oh, a very, very important halacha. The person is asking for two minim. You owe me both chitim and sa'oirim. And the other person says, I only owe you chitim, or I only owe you sa'oirim. Is this considered to be a moedim amiktis? Says Shmuel, yes. Therefore, you have to go, and you're chayiv, you have to go, and since you're moed mixes, you'll have to pay whatever you agreed to, and you'll have to make a shvua on whatever you are denying. Now, why is this such a great chiddush? So we already said yesterday, because you could look upon this as being a full-fledged koifer bakol and a full-fledged hoide bakol. What do you mean? He's asking for chitim and tzayim, and he says, I agree, I owe you chitim. Okay, pay over the chitim. Done. What about the tzayim? I don't owe you any tzayim. It's the koifer bakol, and you don't have any eidim, so the chayim should be off the hook. That's Shmuel's Chiddush. We don't look at each one individually. It's a package deal. You owe me chitim and sa'irim. I only owe you chitim. Okay? You're moedim and mixes. You are chayiv. That's what Shmuel wants. Omer le Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rabbi Yitzchak heard this from Nachman. He said to him, Yiyasher, good gizah. I agree with you. And v'chein omer Rabbi Yochanan, I want you to know that I was in the yeshiva when Rabbi Yochanan was learning this halacha. And Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. You're chayiv. So now the Gemara goes off a little bit on a tangent for a moment and says, how come we don't mention our favorite Rish Lakish? Usually you find Rabbi Yochanan, usually Rish Lakish is there with him, either he agrees or disagrees. Is Machlal the polygonator of Rish Lakish? By the fact that he said, he didn't say, it sounds like Rish Lakish probably disagrees. Is that true or not true? Says the Gemara, no, nishkarai. Ika diamri, misha havishoyle. So the Gemara here, parenthetically, is telling us that Rish Lakish was a real gentleman, and he would never disturb Rabbi Yochanan in the middle of the shir. When Rabbi Yochanan was giving a shir, Rish Lakish would wait patiently in his chair, waiting until Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm now finished. Rish Lakish said, I'd like to ask you a question. And we're not making any implications about modern day shiurim or whatever, we're just saying a footnote, this is what he's saying. Misha Havishoilei, he, Rish Lakish, would always wait vishosikle. And what happened was, Rabbi Yitzchak said, I was there at the beginning of Rabbi Yochanan's shir, and I heard Rabbi Yochanan clearly say, Toan lechitim sa'irim v'hoi l'biach mehen is chayiv, and Rabbi Yochanan was bringing rais and kashas and hinneh, but that was Rabbi Yochanan's psak. I was waiting for Rish Lakish, but I have to tell you, Rabbi Yochanan was giving a long shir, Rish Lakish being patient, not saying a word. I had to leave Rabbi Yitzchak, I had an emergency, I had to join Mendi Fatzala, I couldn't stick around any longer, so I don't know what Rish Lakish actually held, because we never got to the end of the shir, so we never got to Rish Lakish. Let's stop here for a moment, let's take a look at the Rashi. She shouldn't think I'm making this up. Rashi, right before the wide lines, all the way in the bottom, Ikidiyami Misha Vishoyle Vishosikle. This was the meaning of Rish Lakish. Kishoyi Rabbi Yochanan Oyimedov Bismedish, when he was giving a shir at Vartoira, Hoyeshoya Melohashiv, he, Rish Lakish, was very patient and quiet to answer, at Shigma Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Tzarchai, B'chol Tam Devarav. He finished the whole shir and he built it up based on three Toises and four Gemaras, five Chazal, when he was finished. V'yachakach, after that, Yecholik Olav. Then he would say, Rabbi Yochanan, beautiful shir. I just have one Ha'ora, I think you missed the seeing of the Beferi Shataz in Yeridea, and you missed one Shach in Choy Shemish, but otherwise it was a beautiful shir. as this is transpiring, in other words, Rabbi Yochanan is still giving the shir, Reish Lakish is still waiting patiently, so he never found out what was the end of the story, whether Reish Lakish agreed or disagreed, so that's why he didn't mention Reish Lakish. But you cannot imply from this that Reish Lakish argued. It could be that Reish Lakish agreed totally, but we never got to that point because Rabbi Yochanan was still in the middle of the shir when Rabbi Yitzchak left. But there's another version of why Rabbi Yitzchak... Sorry, once again?
He's drinking a glass.
Good, we haven't gotten there yet. Baruch Hashem, Brother Shayu. Two steps ahead of us, and now we're going to get to the drinking water. But until now, we didn't get to Reish Lakish's speech, because Reish Lakish didn't speak until Rabbi Yochanan was finished. Rabbi Yochanan never finished, and Rabbi Yitzchak had to leave the Beis Medrash, so he never found out where Reish Lakish holds. But there's another version of the story. We're not talking about Reish Lakish sitting on his hands and waiting patiently for Rabbi Yochanan to finish, but rather at Rabbi Yochanan was giving a long shir, and he, Reish Lakish, had to go out for a coffee break or for a water break. In other words, he wanted to drink something because it's already three hours. Rabbi Yochanan bring more rice from Chazal back and forth, all the rest, and Reish Lakish said, I have to take a drink of water. So what did he do? He went out at the point that Rabbi Yochanan said, I agree. At that moment, Reish Lakish was outside of Beis Medrash, and therefore that's why he didn't speak, because he wasn't there. And Rabbi Yitzchak, as soon as Rabbi Yochanan finished his shir, he left. Reish Lakish had not returned yet from that coffee break, and that's why he didn't know what Reish Lakish holds. Look at the next Rashi, three lines at the bottom. Ikariyami Mishta Avishasi. This is what Brother Shai was saying. Reish Lakish, Maya Bimei Midrasha, he was drinking water. And so therefore he did not respond because he's in the middle of drinking. Either he was drinking in the back, he was in the coffee room, or even if he was there, so that's why he didn't speak, he didn't say anything. Rabbi Yitzchak didn't hear what he had to say, and Rabbi Yitzchak had to leave before Reish Lakish said, Boy Nefushes, and therefore he didn't know what Reish Lakish holds. Okay, all of that is fascinating, but let's get back to the central halacha. Nachman HaMishmul, Tana Chitvas Oyrim, Hoyle B'Echamehen is Chayv. The Gemara is now going to bring two l'chayda solid rayas to this halacha of Shmuel and the chenam Rabbi. Lei mesayle, what's the raya? Tana chitim v'hoyde loy b'sa'oyrim. Going back to our Mishnah now, he asked him for chitim. He responded, "I only owe you sa'oyrim. You're potter. Yeah. Why are you potter? Because that's a classic case. It's not minin hatana, and the Torah says you got to be minin hatana from Gamliel mechayiv. Because from Gamliel, as you remember, it doesn't hold from min hatana like the last Rashi on the last line, he doesn't agree with this drasha. He doesn't hold him in a time. So therefore, he asked him for chitim, and he said, Tzoyim, you're chayv like any other moida mitzvah. So now the Gemara is medayik. Why did the Mishnah tell us the case of Tana chitim, v'hoidle b'tzoyim is potter? L'choyra, I have even a greater chiddush. What will be the greater chiddush? Tana chitim u'tzoyim, v'hoidle b'tzoyim. If the halach is potter, that's already, you know, minatana, because he asked him chitim esoyrim, and the other guy is moide besoyrim. L'choira, if you hold not like Shmuel and not like Rabbi Yochanan, not like Rabbi Yitzchak, and possibly not like Reish Lakish, we don't know what Reish Lakish holds. What would be the din? He holds that it's chayiv. So l'choira, the Mishnah would tell us a much greater chiddush that it's potter. So zokti mar time to turn a chitim moide besoyrim. Because if that's potter, let the Mishnah say that even though he asked for chitim sa'irim, the other person said only sa'irim, that he's potter. Mechlal, because the Mishnah taka holds chitim sa'irim, the other guy says sa'irim, it's taka chayav. It's a chayrash, ashtar karay. Tutmalai, sinish karay. Who would then have a chitim sa'irim nami potter? That would also be potter. Aye, so bazoi, so why only talking about chitim? Vis-a-vis Sa'irim, or versus Sa'irim, why don't we say Tuan Chitim and Sa'irim, as opposed to Hoyle the Sa'irim? But I'll tell you why, by the Kamithli, Bechitim, Loidicha Koichid Ram Gamliel. I want to tell you the Shtarka Koichid Ram Gamliel, in other words, that Ram Gamliel was very emphatic in his halacha, that even though these are totally apples and oranges, literally, he's asking for Chitim, and he's Moide Besa'irim, I would say, doesn't everybody agree, Potter? Says Ram Gamliel, you forgot my Shita is that you do not need me menatana. So even though he's asking for apples, he says oranges, you still are chayev. So you have no raya, the gabi our case of chitim esayim.
You can go like the coins, it's the same meaning. It's produce, mm-hmm. Fruit.
But according to Ram Gamliel, I don't need to come on to that. Rav Gamliel doesn't, there's no din. The whole din of Minatayna, the Gemara said, is because it says, Ki huzeh, one who comes to tell you the din of mitzis, moidu mitzis atana, and the other one comes to tell you minatana. Says Rav Gamliel, I only learn one of the two. I don't require Minatayna. So it doesn't have to be that the same coins or tour. He could be asking, you owe me tables, and he says, I owe you pens. You owe me cheers, I owe you apples. Even if they're not the same tour, they're not payers, this is food and this is not food, it makes no difference. According to Rav Gamliel, it's still considered to be a moidu mixtus, and you still chayv to make a shvur. Toshima, Tana came of a karkois. Again, this comes from our Mishnah. He asked him, you owe me both came of a karkois. And hoydu v'kelim v'kofer v'kakoyis, or v'kakoyis v'kofer v'kelim. So he said, yeah, I agree to one of the two, either the kelim or the kakoyis. It makes no difference which one. You're potter. Why are you potter? Because ein nishbon ala kakoyis. Whether or not the kakoyis is the kfira or that is the hoydah, makes no difference. It comes to karka ein nishbon. Why ein nishbon? It's a drasha we learn based on a klal v'prat to klal. Mitch, I'm going to get to that in another couple of days. And it's state weiter, hoydu mixes karkois. What happens if he asked both for kelim karkois? And he says, I'm going to be moidu mixes in karkois. In other words, he said, you owe me six karkois. And he says, I only owe you three karkois, or something like that. You're potter. Again, inish banal karkois. What happens if he mixes kelim? In other words, of the kelim karkois, he says, whether or not he said your karkois, nish karkois, not nish kanafkimina, but the guy by the kelim, he says, you are asking for five different kelim. I owe you two kelim, and I don't owe you on the other kelim. Zokti Gemara, and although the Gemara doesn't tell us yet about this, but we'll have it shortly, that this is one of the famous cases of Gilgul Shvua, that Zoykikin, what means Gilgul Shvua? Normally we say, Einish Bona Laka Kois. However, if you have to make a Shvua anyway, Min Ha Toira, says the Toira, you're making a Shvua anyway. Throw in other things that normally you would be potter from making. Here in the case of the Mixus Kalim, since it's Mixus Kalim, right? How does the pasuk begin? Kihitin ishoriyeu kesev akelim lishmor, and the other guy is denies half of them, kihuzeh, some kalim yor, some kalim nish. So you have to go make a shvur on the kalim. Once you're making shvur on the kalim, and mela throw in the karka too and say, not only do I swear that I don't owe you three kalim out of the five, I also don't owe you any of the karkois. You don't normally have to be nishbal karkois. Because of this swara, this din of zoikikin, of gilgul shvua, you throw in the karkois. I'm only throwing it in now because the Gemara is going to talk about it in another few lines. But that's the mixes kalim chayiv, not only in the kalim, but also in the karkois. Chayiv meaning he has to make a shvua. Now the Gemara is medayik. Tam of the kalim the karkois. The karka lav bashvui. That's why this whole case, when we said at the beginning, kelim v'karkois, you're potter, because karka is not a bashvua, ein nishbon l'karkois. How kelim v'kelim do me the kelim v'karkois? What would happen if he's not asking for kelim v'karkois? He's asking for kelim, and different mine kelim. He's asking for tables, and he's asking for pens, lemushel. Not kelim of a table, he's asking for a pen. Okay, so kelim v'kelim. And what does the other person say? The tables I do not owe you, but the pens I do owe you, or faket. So, hakelim v'kelim, doing with kelim v'kakois, chayiv, you would be chayiv. Oh, why would you be chayiv? Because when you have a situation of, he was teveya, chitim v'sa'oyrim, v'hoydaloi bi'echad mehem, you're chayiv. That's the din of Shmuel, v'chein omer of Yitzchak, yasher, v'chein omer of Yoichanan. Ah, so that's a good raya then to our halacha of Shmuel and Rabbi Yoichanan. How is it a good raya? Because the only time you're potter is because he asked for kelim v'karkois, in Einish banal karkois. But if it would be a case of kelim v'kelim, then he would be chayiv to make a shvur. Why? After all, he only agrees to one set of kelim. He's koi for the other side of kelim. Say he's a koi for bakoil on this, he's a moida bakoil on that. No, 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 no. It's like chitim v'sa'orim. If you're moida on one of them, you're chayiv. Oh, kelim v'kelim, do me the kelim v'karkois, you'd be chayiv. Is a chayiv sharkarat. Who tomorrow know? Who did never the kelim v'kelim? Nami potter. I bought the tony kelim v'karkois, kamash balan. The hoydu mixes kelim chayiv af al our karkois. It wants to tell you another chiddush. The chiddush of Gilgul Shvua. My kamash one zoykikin, this din of Gilgul Shvua, tanina, zoykikin. So therefore, the Gemara is telling us is, you have no right. It could be that the kelim v'kelim would have the exact same din as kelim v'karkois, that you'd be potter. So in Bazoi, why does the Mishnah tell us about kelim v'karkois? To tell you the sefer where he was moida b'mixes kelim, and he was, let's say, koifer and all the karkois, that even though the gabi, the kvidus karkois, normally he would not be required to be nishba to make a shvur, but since he has to make a shvur vis-a-vis the kelim, anyway, megalgalin, and he has to go make a shvur ultimate karkois.
What is the reason that we don't make shvur karkois bichlal?
It's a drasha. We're going to have this in the
afternoon.
It says in the pasuk, if you go to daf mem beis on the beis, the Mishnah says elu dvarim she'einish bon alein va'avodu v'hashtoris v'karkois. What's the reason why? Tanur Rabbanan says the pasuk al kol dvar pesha klal al shor al chamor al sel salma prat al kol avedi chazuf kolal klal u prat teklal. It's got to be kena prat ma prat mafurish davar metalkel gufim moment of kol davar metalkel moment yotzer karkois ein metalkelin.
In that case, how can we be mechayev in shuas heset al karkois?
Not heset. You're talking about
Gilgoshua.
So the Gemara doesn't talk about it here, but the Gemara elsewhere says we learn it from Parash of Soita, which we just learned on Shabbos Kodesh, where it says Vishbiya Koinis Isha Bishwas Allah, and said Im Lishachav Ish Oisach this Yankov Smith that you have been suspected of, accused of living with, and the Omra Isha Omein Omein. Why do you have to mean Omein twice? We had in the Gemara before that if you say Omein once, that's like Nishba mitzmeatzvei. When he was at Tzwayim Mul Omein, Zokta Don Rashi, Rashi brings from Chazal, Omein mi Ishzeh. Exactly. Omein mi Ishzeh, Omein mi Ishache, Omein mi, because I was still in Arusa, I was in Esua before, later, etc., etc. In other words, that Omein comes to tell you that even though the Shvuah was a narrow Shvuah, only referring to John Smith and not to anybody else, but once she is answering, she has to go and pack in that she didn't have any other affairs with anybody else now or earlier in previous years and previous statuses. Gunish. Why? That's not what the husband brought her for. He only brought her for this narrow thing about Yankel Smith. Is the chasim, and this is an Indian of Gilgul Shvuah that you throw in, once you make a Shvuah anyway, throw in the petty cash, the other stuff too. So here too, even though the Chiyav Shvuah is only on the Kalim, but once you make the Kalim, Machzacha Shvuah, then also make a shvur on the karka. So that's the chiddush of Amish. That's a great chiddush, because I see Mr. Friedland is not happy with that chiddush. So that's why our Mishnah had to go and tell us about kelim v'karkois, to go and highlight this din. But the same thing would apply if it was kelim v'kelim, and he was moidim v'mixas ha-kelim, then he would be mechuyif to go and make a shvur. Zokti mara. It could be not like shvur, that the din would take be potim in a shvur. And that's why the Mishnah has to go and tell us the case of the Kelim Rekakos. In other words, the fact that the Mishnah does not talk about Kelim Rekalim is Nishkaraya, Nishtazoi and Nishtazoi, neither for Potter nor for Chiyav. The reason why we focused on Kelim Rekakos is to tell us the sin of Zoykin. Pray to more. If that's what you're telling the Chiddush of the Mishnah, Zoykin, Tanina, we already had a Mishnah back in Masechtis, Bamatziah and in Kiddushin, more in Kiddushin. What was the Kiddushin? Zoykin Zechoshu, Yishtan Chayiz, Shavuot Aleim. What was that Mishnah all about? As you know, Mesechta Kedushin starts off with Isha Niknes and Bisholish Rachim. Bisholish or Bisholish? And what does it say about the... Okay, you look it up. Bisholish Rachim. Which state are gotten? That one of them... Yeah, it's okay. Why is it Bisholish or Shloish?
It's the first Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, you'll... Ayin Shem. Anyway, but Maisa, which state are that the first one is Kesef. Ah, since we're talking about Kinyonim of Isha of Kesef, then the next Mishnah is to talk about Lahavdil bin Isha and between inanimate
Kesef. Right? And she needs her Baal Rishus in two ways, with either death or...
Yes. And what's it done by Yavam? Etc., etc. We're not going through the first Mishnah in that phase. We're talking about that future Mishnah is, and talk about other Kinyanim, such as if you want to go and make a Kinyan to go on Metalklin, or to go and buy Avodim, to go and buy animals, which ones have a din of Mashiach, which has a din of Masira, Behema Gasa, Behema Daka, all of those wonderful things. And then it also talks about, if you want to go and buy a piece of property, real estate, then what you have to do is, Bekesu Bishtar, Chazaka. Says the Mishnah, oh, by the way, since we're talking about real estate anyway, I'll tell you, Zoykin is a Chosu Sheish Lanachrayas, Li Shova Leyen, that normally on the Chosu Sheish Lanachrayas, which means Karka, there's no din of shvuah. However, if you're making a shvuah anyway on metalklin, then you make it. Is the Mishnayos over there talking about that at all? No. It's just a throw in. Since we're talking about anyway, Nechosu Sheish Lanachrais, Legabi Dir Kinyonim, so then we throw in that there's a din, Legabi Gilgashua. So in Bazoi, so what do I need to throw in over here? I already have the throw in the other Mesechta. Every Dimar Ha Iker, Hahi Agav Gror and Nasva. Here's the Iker. Why is here the Iker? Because we're talking about Shvuas. Gilgul Shvuah, Zoykim is a Shvuah. What's the name of our Mesechta? Shvuahs. No, so here we got to tell us those Hilchos Shvuahs. There, since we were talking about Chashish HaKrayis, we threw in the other thing, but really, here is the Ikra place, and that's why I have to focus on it and emphasize it in our Mishnah. Bottom line is, we thought we had two strong Rayas, two, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, and guess what? The Gemara said, Nishka Raya, after all. And now we have Punkt Fakert. Not like we said on the Amud Aleph. And guess what? Before in the Amud Aleph, we weren't just talking about Shmuel and Rabbi Yitzchak. We also said, Rabbi Yochanan said Yiyasher. He also said, Yo, that's taka, a good to halacha, that you're chayv. And here he says the same Rabbi Yochanan says, Potter. Right? Everybody agrees? Rabbi Yitzchak said, good gizok, and that's how Rabbi Yochanan also paskin. So on the Amud Aleph, we said that Rabbi Yochanan paskins, that you're chayiv. Here we have Rabbi Yochanan, that you're potter. It is the chastira. After my Amarai, no, I'll leave it Rabbi Yochanan, not the first time in Chas. You find this.
They didn't take a shua, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said.
Sorry,
they didn't take a shua, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said.
They learned already from Rav and from Kahan and Ravasi. Yeah, exactly. They didn't want the libcha anscha. Okay, on to next. So now, what we brought as two rayas on the Amud Aleph to Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, now we're going to ask as two kashis on the new Rabbi Yochanan here. Toshima, Tanachit Voilu B'Soirim is Potter. You know why Tanachit Voilu B'Soirim is Potter? Because it was Miminatan, you're Potter. Taimer Tanachit Voilu B'Soirim. What happens to Achit B'Soirim V'Hoidle B'Echem? And then what would be the din? It would be Chayiv. Yet, the new Rabbi Yochanan over here says that your potter, the Chayra, have a kasha on this halacha, Rabbi Yochanan, your potter, state the Chay. Everyone who had enough of the Chidabari, Nami potter. Behind the Tony Hockey, so why did the Mishnah only restrain itself and talk about Tono Chitim, Oedel, Besoidim? Why don't we talk about Chitim and Soidim together? The Tichem Koich Ram Gamliel, that Ram Gamliel is very emphatic in his halacha that you do not need Memin Hataina. So even though he said Chitim, and the other one said Soidim, Chayev, you don't need Min Hataina. So the Maisa, the kasha nishka kasha toshima. Let's try to bring another kasha. Tana came with karkoyt. Why did he become with karkoyt? Karkoyt become with became potter. Why is he potter? Einish boin ala karkoyt. How did mixes karka potter again? Einish boin ala karkoyt. Then mixes kailin, and then you're chayav. Okay, so let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Tam the kailin with karkoyt. The karka la bashvui. How kailin the kailin dumi the kailin with karkoyt is masha that you'd be chayav. Why would you be chayav? After all, this is a case of Tonei chitim usa oirim, v'hoide loy bisa oirim v'echen mehem, and you just said a moment ago that you're potter, and now you're being medayik from the Mishnah that you're chayiv. Who had dinda for the kelim v'kelim? Nami potter. We'd also be potter. Aye, so why does the Mishnah talk about kelim v'kakoyis instead of kelim v'kelim, which v'chor is a bigger chiddish? V'akamash b'lan, that makes us kelim is chayiv, v'akakoyis. My kamash want to tell you the din of Gilgul Shvua of Zoykikin. Zoykikin? Tanin, we learned this back in Kiddushin and Bava Metzia. What do we need it over here? So Timara. So Tanin Zoykikin is going to Yishma Machrayz, Chovale. Ha Iker, Ahi Agav Gor and Asva. Here's the Iker, Melet of the Mesech the Shvua, as we need to tell you the din of Gilgul Shvua. Good. Frank Timar Yetz. Now this is a new kasha. We could have brought this to Chayr as a Rai in the Amid Aleph, but the Gemara is asking in our kasha on this Rabbi Yochanan here, the Tonachitim Sa'irim, Hoyd Labi Achas is Potter. Aisar Rabba Bar Mamma Labchi Bar Abba, Tonai Shor, Vahoyd Labi Seh, Chitim Sa'irim. I want you owe me a Shor. I don't owe you a Shor. I only owe you a Seh. Or Seh, Vahoyd Labi Shor. What's it in Potter? Because it's not Miminatana. Of course, not Kuntum Gamil, but otherwise.
You could say it's Behemoth maybe, but all
right. He didn't, right? Okay. He said sure. Why did he say sure? Because he was sure.
He was sure
that that's what the other person said. No, it was a said, sure. But, Torna b'shor v'seh, oh, our case. Sure v'seh. V'hoidle b'echen mehem. V'shteitoto, chayav. It says chayav. So that's like Shmuel on the Amud Aleph. That's a real Torna chitim v'seh oirem. V'hoidle b'achas mehem. on the Amud Aleph, Shmuel said Chayiv, and here Rabbi Yochanan on the Amud Beis, the second Rabbi Yochanan, says that it's Potter. Du steht da ganz klar.
Das ist Kihusa.
Very good, very good. So you have the last say on this matter. Anyway, continuing on. Amalei, Hamani Ram Gamliel, Sinishka Kasha goes according to Ram Gamliel. Rab Gamliel doesn't require Mimin Hataina, so therefore really makes no difference. You should chore, but send the other guy, said chore, he said, it makes no difference. Any taina against the other taina, you automatically chayv as long as it's a mixus what the other person is asking for. According to Rabbi Gamliel, you don't need mena taina. Frey Timura, that teretz doesn't work. That works in the sefer, but this is a memra or a brisa that Rabbi Abba Mamamel is asking. Let's look at the reisha. What did it say in the reisha? Tone shor boidloy b'seh seh boidloy b'shor is potter. Iram Gamliel afil reisha nami. It should also be chayv because you don't have to mena taina. Says Imar, you're right. It's not Ram Gamliel, but it's still not Kasha on us. Elohim Mani Admoin He. Who is the Admoin? Admoin, we have that back in our Mishnah. Where do we have in our Mishnah Admoin? I don't remember Admoin. Yo, Admoin. Go back to the Mishnah, Lamed Ches Amud Beis. About 6-7 lines before the end of the Mishnah. Hatoyin L'Chaveira, before you get to Admoin, you have to know what the case is. Hatoyin L'Chaveira B'Kadi Shem and V'Oidle B'Kankanim. The person says, you owe me containers, barrels, with shaman in the barrels. Admin then, he always, it was moidle the kankanim, I only owe you the barrels, and I don't owe you the oil. Only barrels. So what's the halach? Admin oimer. Hoyle v'hoidle mixus, mimenataina yishava, said Amin. Admin. Since you're being moida, mixus ataina. Mixes me minatayni yishava. Why is this mixes minatayni? Because you said kankanim, as opposed to the kadim and the shaman. So yishava, then you have to go and make the shvur. This is under admai. So admai normally requires minhatayna. Why does it require minatayna? We all require, except for Ram Gamliel. Admin says you do need minatayna. So if this person said only kankanim, and he responded only shaman, you're off the, you don't have to make a shvur, because he's not Moide in the minhatayin. In our case, however, since it is mixes minhatayin, why is it mixes minhatayin? Because he has kadi shemen, which is both kankanim and shemen, and he only was moide in the kankanim to one of them. Oh, that's just like a case of chitim and seorim. Behoide loy beseorim or beechon mehan that you're chay. Oh, this is admin for the mishnah. However, says the gemara, says Rabbi Yochanan, not everybody agrees to this. Admin holds that way. But the Rabbanan disagree, and I hold, I'm like the Rabbanan.
So Shmuel
is a machlokus tonight,
what Shmuel
said? It's not a machlokus, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Toan achitim asoyim, hoidu lebi achas mehen. Potter, is the Gemara is now saying that it's a machlokus tonight between the Rabbanan of our Mishnah and Admon of our Mishnah.
So Shmuel goes like Admon and Rabbi Yochanan goes
like Chamim? According to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, this second Rabbi Yochanan, that holds that if Hoidle Ba'achzmi and his potter, he's saying everybody holds potter, with the exception of Ram Gamliel that doesn't require minatayna at all, and with the exception of Admoin that holds that Moida mixes atayna is Moida mixes min hatayna is enough. However, the Rabbanan generally disagree with Ram Gamliel and disagree with Admoin, and I, Rabbi Yochanan of the Amud Beis, hold like the Rabbanan, not like Admoin, not like Ram Gamliel. And you shouldn't think v'loy dechuye matchin alach. He's just pushing you away. He needs to das yachim. El Talmud oruchu befivsha Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, when he learned that mishnah, that brisa that we just quoted now, he would always say hamani admani. The boy said, when you're learning that brisa, I don't want to say don't take it too seriously. Take it very seriously. But that's not the halacha. That's admain, because I, Rabbi Yochanan of the Amud Beis, hold the Torah Nechit was Oyim, Hidl Bachas Mehen, you'd be Potter. And therefore, if it was a case of the Kadim and the
Shemin and the Kankanim,
and the person said Kankanim, you would normally be Potter. It's only Admoin that holds Chayim. But Ich and the rest of Klal Yisrael, we don't hold like
Admoin. Where's Shmuel on this whole thing?
Shmuel holds in the Amud Aleph that you're Chayim.
You are Chayim.
So therefore, he says not only Admoin hold that way, you hold everyone hold that way. Yeah, it's good. I'll be with you in a moment. The Chacham in the Mishnah hold Ein Haidua Miminataina. So that the other Chacham, but the regular rank and file at Rabban Tanakama holds like me, says Shmuel, that in this type of situation where you have torn a chit b'soyim or a lib b'soyim, you would be chayiv, and you don't have to relegate this to a das yochet admoin. This is the das harab. Zokti warbaiter. Om Rabbanam Om Shmuel. Okay, now we have a slight variation of what we were talking about. The person that was the Toveya said, you owe me chitim. And the other person immediately jumped up and said, I owe you sa'irim. So now the reason, well, why did he jump up? After all, people are supposed to be gentle and genteel and be gentlemanly. Why is he screaming? So it could be one out of two reasons. It could be he's ma'arim. Ma'arim means going and trying to make a deception over here. What's a deception? He saw that the Teveya was about to say Chitim and Tzoyrim together, and he was nervous. Uh-oh, if he says Chitim and Tzoyrim together, and I'm going to be Moidim and Tzoyrim, what is Shmuel holding Shitosai? Then I'm going to have to make a Shvuah. I don't want to make a Shvuah. Forget that. I'm not a Shvuah guy. If I have to make a Shvuah, Chas V'Sholem, they're going to call me Shvuah Sarishoyim. Suru no me'al oli anoshim or Shvuah me'ela. I don't want to get involved in Shvuahs. So what did he do? When the other person was saying, you owe me chitim, and he's about to say, and you owe me sa'irim, he immediately jumped up, I owe you sa'irim, I owe you sa'irim. Ah, so what happens now? So now the Bezmel said, oh, he asked for toyin loy chitim, v'hoid loy b'sa'irim, you're potter, I don't have to make a shvur, because he's a total, it's not me minataina. So that's the reason why he was mad. So it says the Gemara, if the Bezdin senses that the reason why he interrupted the other guy, to preempt putting on a shvur, chayiv, it didn't work, he's going to have a shvur. However, in the miskaven, it wasn't chasrishum v'marim, he thought the other person was finished with his statement, you owe me chitim, he says, let's get the proceedings over with, I don't owe you chitim, I owe you b'sayirim, then it's a toan and chitim, a b'sayirim is potter. So you have to see the facts of the case. V'yom revanan om shvur. Now, two machten are two needles, which typically together are worth less than a shavu pruta, nishka grosses achim. But nevertheless, if that was a taina of shtei machten, vohidle ba'achas mehen is chayiv. What's the reason why? I, l'choira, always to have a jurisdiction, to have a dinim of shavuos, but a litigation, to have a minimum of a shavu pruta. No, l'ficha yotze kelen l'mashahein. After all, we learned the pasuk yesterday. Shteitach in the Torah, kiyitin ish oriyehu kesef oy kelim lishmar. Why was it necessary to talk about the kelim? Let's just talk about the kesef. It comes to go and tell you the kelim, even a kelim kolshu, because kelim have a chashivas by the fact that they're a kli, even though their value may be relatively zero.
He needs it, he would give gladly a shovel.
Exactly.
The kingdom was lost. Yeah. He lost a button.
Yeah, exactly. If you need to go and sew up your button, you can have $1 million. If you don't have that needle, that's the whole point. That's the whole point, right, of the needle? Don't needle us on that point. Anyway, so Omishbot, Tonish, Machdin, Boidle, Bachas, Man, Chai. If he yots a Kalim, Kamash, ain't to tell you even a Mash. Omra Papa, Tonish, Kalim, Upruta. V'hoide bekelim, v'kofer bepruta, potter. Hoide bepruta, v'kofer bekelim is chayit. So now, Rapapa said two halachas over here, and the reason why he's telling you the halachas is because he's trying to tell you halacha lemaisa. So Tona kelim, he asked for kelim together with a pruta. V'hoide bekelim, and he was masking in the kelim, v'kofer bepruta. He's potter. Now, why would he be potter? So the Gemara says, chod de kirab v'chod de kishmol. Chod de kirab, the Omer Kfiris Taina has to be Shtei Kesef. So what was the case over here? Tone Kelim Upruta, Vahidu Bekelim, the Kofer Bepruta. The Kfira was a Pruta. Was it the minimum of Shtei Kesef? No. We fell behind by 64 Prutas, right? The Iker is the Gabi. We're not focusing on the Taina, we're focusing on the Kfira. The Mishnah required that the Kfira be. How does Rav learn our Mishnah? The person asked for, the Tohen asked for two kesef plus a pruta, 65 prutas altogether. The taina means, what was it? Did he deny? I deny, I do not owe you shtei kesef. That's the kfira. When it says taina in the Mishnah, means kfira is a taina, is shtei kesef. Taido the shavu pruta. How much was the kfira over here? The kfira was only one pruta. Sorry, says Rav.
Short.
You're short, you're potter. And that's how Rav is learning, like Rav. The kfir was only kfir bepruta. You nuts! You have to have a kfir of at least shtei ma. Potter. That's what the Gemara said. Halacha. The first halacha is kirav. What's kirav? The kfir is taina shtei kesef. Now, what was the second halacha? Second halacha was Wait, okay, the kofar. Okay, kofar pruta part. How you did bepruta the kofar became? What happens if he's moidu bepruta? Yeah, I owe you a pruta, so haido is fine. The kofar became him, and he was kofar in two kalim. Then he's chayv. Why is he chayv? Chadik Shmuel. Dama toan echitim with oirim. Hoidle ba'achas mehan is chayv. Since he asked for two things, what did he ask for? Both the kalim and the pruta, and you were moidu in one, you were kofar in the others. So it's like a case of chitim with oirim. Ba'achas mehan is chayv. That's like Shmuel said, and not like
is the minimum of the pruta that Shmuel requires as opposed to.
Oh, also good. Mashein came. Well, by Hido, everybody requires just the pruta, right? That's both Rav and Shmuel. So that we're not addressing. We're only addressing the question of that you have two minim over here. He's asking for money together with Caleb. It was more than one. He was crazy from the other. Says Shmuel. Says Rabbah. Like Shmuel, you only need achas mehen is yichayev, and not like Rabbi Yochanan here on the Yomid Beis that said that you're pruta. Okay, one final Gemara, and this we already mentioned before, both today and in the past, that min ha-toira koifer ba-koil is potter. However, midrabanan, you have to make a shvuas heses. And the Gemara superimposes this halacha both on the Reisha and on the Sefer. It says in the Mishnah, man li biyadcha in lecha biyadi, you owe me $100. I don't owe you anything, zero, gunished. He's a koifer ba-koil. Min ha-toira, would you have to make a shvuas? No. Unless, of course, there was an Eid Echad. No Eidim, nobody knows anything. Just the Reuven and Shimon, the Toyin and the Nitan, the plaintiff and defendant. Plaintiff says, defendant, you owe me 100. He says, I don't owe you zero. Gunisht. What's the halacha? Says the Mishnah Potter. Avram Nachman, you're right. That's min ha-toyin. Midrabanan mashbin oisi shvuas heses. What's the definition of the word heses? So Rashi says over here, heses is from a lotion of sima, of placing something on someone. You see Rashi, Hesis about Christ. 15 lines before the end of the Rashi's. Hesis Lashon Suma, not Shuma. Shuma is an appraisal. Suma means to place. Shesomu chachomim olav shvua, the chom imposed upon the nit'an a shvua kimoi, and Hashem Hesis chabi. Hashem placed on me. That's how Rashi learns here. Rashi grade in Bov Metzi and Dav Hei, says Hesis is from Lashon Ki Yisischa Avicha Beni Achicha Beni Avicha Beni Mecha, the Lashon of Mesis or Mediach to incite, that the Rabbanan decided to incite the Nitan that he should go and make a shvua. I don't want to make a shvua. This way we will incite you to go and pay. They wanted to give an incentive to go and pay, and they incited him by telling him you're going to have to make a shvua if you don't pay. No, I don't want to make a shvua. You're going to have to pay. So I'm not much. We know it's a shvuas heses. My time. What's the reason? Why did the chachamim make such a takana? Because chazok ein adam tveyam ken yeshlei olav. Would a person normally go and spend money in putting together arguments and lawyers and going into court with briefs that you owe me money? If he owes him, would he go and stam in the velterein? People have better things to do. Ein adam tveyam ken yeshlei olav. Presumably, 90% of the time, of course, there could be masters of deception. But normally, if a person is saying, you owe me money, the plaintiff is right. Okay, that was, we just heard now, Brother Shai. Then, can you actually, yes?
How do I differentiate Shvuas Hesed from a Gilgul Shvuas?
Shvuas Hesed is a brand new Shvua on its own. You have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven says, you owe me $100. Shimon says, I don't owe you a penny. Min ha-Torah, case closed. If there are no Edim, and there's no requirement of a Shvua, Shimon goes home, Reuven goes home, and we're done. Midrabanan said, even though there is no aid, and even though he wasn't a moed of mixes, it was a koifer ba'koil, the Chacham put a special shvuah on him that he has to go and make a shvuah. Otherwise, if he doesn't make a shvuah, he's going to have to pay. So that's all midrabanan. That's heses. The case of Gilgul shvuah is that, for instance, the Gabi Karka, where there is no requirement to go and make a shvuah. If, however, he has to make a shvuah anyway, because, for instance, it was moed b'mikzis on money or on kalim, then you're required to make a shvua. Ah, you make a shvua? No, throw in the kitchen sink. Also throw in the case of the kaka. So if you wanted to bring a dimyan to our case over here, let's assume that there were two separate dinei Torah between Reuven and Shimon. In one case, Shimon was a moed b'mikzis. In the other case, Shimon says, koifer ba'koil. So min ha-toirah, he wouldn't have to go and make a shvua on the koifer bakar, because he's a koifer bakar. So come and put on a shvua heses. However, says the Gemara of the Gilgul shvua, if he has to make a Gilgul shvua in one of the cases, because it's a moedim and mikzas, the machshu shen shvua, make a shvua on the other case as well, with the koifer bakar. So you schlep in another case where you're not required to make a shvua min ha-toira, but since you make a shvua anyway, make a shvua on that as well.
I still see, I cannot pinpoint the difference between Gilgul Shvua and Hatzasa Shvua. In both cases, he's min ha-toira not obliged, and the Chachomim imposed upon him. So where is the difference between one and the other? I cannot catch it.
Okay, I understand. So first of all, the case of Zoykin of Gilgul Shvua is min ha-toira, it's not the Rabban. Learning from the case of Soita, Amma Isha, Amma
Isha.
Correct.
So we have the difference.
No, so that's only part of the difference.
It's only a Shvua to start.
You only are Mechuyev to make a Gilgul Shvua if you have another Chiyev Shvua to start off with.
Daraisa.
A Daraisa Dika. What type of Daraisa Dika? An Eid Echad is Mashbiya? Yeah. Or is a Moidim Mixes?
Hesed is Kule Rabban.
Kule Rabban, exactly. From beginning to end. So Omer Nach, my Shvino Yisrael Shua says, my time, my Chazok, and I'm today, I'm King Yeshu the Olaf. Right, Timur, other Rabbah, Chazok, and I'm in Beis Padu, Vnei Baal Choyvai. If Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me money, how can Shimon say brazenly, I owe you money? I don't know what you're talking about. I never met you before, or I already paid you the money. How could he do that? In on the Meis Banov. And for the Gemara, Ishtamut Yerkom Ishtamalei. The truth of the matter is, Shimon knows deep in his heart that he owes him the money. Why is he saying he doesn't owe the money? Because he doesn't have the funds now. So ishtamuta means he's trying to push him off and delay him. So I hope next week, next month, I'm going to go and get this, that, or the other thing. I hope to make a money. I hope to get a commission on a sale. I hope to, and I'm going to pay him then. In the meantime, I don't want the bezin to go and say, you have to pay him 24 hours or 7 days. I don't have the money. So I'll delay him now by saying, I don't owe you. And met Shem in a month from now, when I get the money, I'll come. You know, I told you I don't owe you. I apologize. I really do owe you. Here's the money. Taito, bring your raya. Yom Ravidi bar Aven Omer Avchisa. Hakoifer memilva kosher le'edis. But because in posel edis, whenever you have a koifer, koifer means he denies. He denies that I owe you a milva. Kosher le'edis. If I deny that I owe you a pikadon, posel edis. What's the difference between koifer memilva and koifer pikadon? Because koifer memilva is not really a kafran. He's really an honest guy. So therefore he's a shtemuta, he's trying to delay him and says, I don't have the money, we'll talk about it, we'll think about it, because he's hoping that Mechim in a month from now, 6 months from now, he'll be able to go and pay him. So even though now he's koifer, he denies it emphatically, no, I don't owe you the money. Back in his mind, he knows I owe him and Mechim will pay him. However, the pikadon, Mr. Pikadon, he gave you pikadon, there's no, you can't be half pregnant, you can't be a half a pikadon. Either he gave it to him or he didn't give him pikadon. If he's denying pikadon, so then he's obviously, Russia. He's a Rasha, he's a Ganef, a Sheik, it's a no good name. Rashi, by the way, points out, maybe the reason why Pekodin is all to say no is because he can't find it. In other words, he has 100 different cubby holes where he holds his Pekodin eyes, and this Pink 20, he can't find it. And so therefore, that's why he's delaying. Sorry?
You could say he can't find it. So
yeah,
say the truth.
If he says the whole truth and nothing but the truth, what do you think the Bezin's going to go and say?
Yes.
You are Pesheya, if you weren't able to go and find it, and you owe him, you better pay him in 24 hours.
It's not a Shmira Greta. It's not a
exactly.
If you can't find it, then it wasn't, you weren't a Shomer.
You did a poor job. So in Bazoi, so how does it say over here that he's possible Edis? Maybe it's Ishtamud Kamishtamid. Says Rashi, it's talking about that the Edim testify, not only do we know that he gave him a Pikadoin, but we saw the Pikadoin this morning in the window, so we looked through his window, we saw the Pikadoin, it's there on the top of his Shvarim Shrank or whatever it is, we saw it. So therefore, when he's denying it,
he knows where it is.
He knows
if we know where it is, he knows where it is.
Exactly. Okay.
If there are Edim that say they saw it, then he's chayav to give it back, not with a shvua.
Maybe send in between, whatever. In the meantime, well, let's just finish off. We had the first part of this Gemara. We said the halacha of Rav Nachman Shbein Oishu Esses. We said it on the Reisha. What was the Reisha of the Mishnah? It says the Reisha of the Mishnah that if a person said manli biyachad, the other one says that I don't owe it. He's koifer bakoil. Said Rav Nachman Amar Shbein Oishu Shvu Esses. Right, that was the caption right before Rav Nachman. Manli biyachad in lechabiyadi potter. Said Rav Nachman the Rabbanan Shvu Esses. Rav Chabiba Masli Aseifa of the Mishnah. It's the same halacha again. It says the Mishnah, Manli Biyadcha Omalei Hem. Yes, I owe you the mana. Lamacha, the next day, he said, Omalei Taneoli, give me that mana. Nesatav Lach, last night, did you mean? In the morning after Shachris, I said, Yo, I'm going to pay you. Guess what? After Marav, I paid you. And therefore, now the next day, Nesatav Lach, then he's bought. V'yom Rav Nachman, Mashbin Oizu Shvu Esesis. He has to go and make a Shvu Esesis. So the chor is the same thing as the reisha. No, it's not the same. Man the masi a reisha kolchkin as seifa, or man the masi a seifa. How can he control the mamayna? A pasul like the mamayna. Lohi. What does Gemara mean to say? When Rav Nachman said, "Mashbino isishu esesis," we know the halacha that applies in all cases of koifer bakoil. But there's a swara to go and say that maybe in only certain cases where there's a drawer of money. A drawer of money means that there's a pre-existing relationship, there's a connection with money. In the case of the sefer, there's a connection. What was the connection? That yesterday he agreed, I owe you the money. Today he says, Nasat of Loch. Maybe Yom, maybe Nisht, you know, after all, since it was that dispute, don't you think he would ask him for receipt? He would ask for aid and whatever. Says Rav Nachman, in that case, make sure that he taka paid him, make a shwa. But in the first case, the Reisha case, Manali Biyodcha, you owe me $100. What are you talking about? I never took a loan in my life, certainly not from you. I would never take a loan from you. I can't stand you. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know you, etc. Maybe there you wouldn't have to make a shavua assesses. Because like the Gemara said, so that's why the Gemara says that there's therefore a difference whether you're being medayik that or imposing that on the ratio or on the sefer. If you're putting it on the ratio, the koshkin is sefer. Madach in the case of the ratio that I don't know that the nitan has any connection with money, you have to make a shavua. In the sefer, we had a connection where he was moida that I owed you the money. Now maybe he did pay me, didn't pay the basic nish. Oh, then certainly you have to go and make a shvuah. Exactly. But if you're learning it only in the sefer, it's only in the sefer where you know for sure that there's a raglayim adov, there's some sort of connection. But in the ratio, you have no connection. Maybe there's no shvuah assesses. And that's the reason why there's an afkimina whether you learn it on the ratio or the sefer. If we're wondering what difference does it make, shvuah diraisi, drabani, you have to make a shvuah. That's tomorrow's Gemara, miyat Hashem, my ikka.